This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's Top of the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate it. The question for the Cowboys for today. What's the biggest move in the last 5 years the Cowboys have made that has bugged you the most?
I know right off the top of the bat.
Okay.
It was right before the season started. It was signing Dak Prescott to this deal.
I'm not going to lie, Mike. I really thought it was another one for you, so I was going to say that one. That one right there, though, because you didn't have to do it.
No.
You could have tested this year out. Sure, he could have gone and tested out the market. Yeah. Then you have a whole new world that you get to deal with. That's exciting. Right now, what you're looking at is a very bleak future. And so you didn't have to do that move at all. And now it's going to handcuff you for so many years to a problem that you can't fix.
So this is going to be weird. My answer is the same, but not from that time frame. My answer is when he signed his last extension, because I was really irritated that they didn't actually go all in. And it felt like for years, they were like, I don't know if he's our dude or not. And then they were just like, what do you want me to do? Go get another quarterback? Let's just go ahead and sign him. And so it was actually the last contract extension that bothers me more. But obviously, we're off to a terrible start with this one, and it hasn't even kicked off yet.
The other one that...
Were you thinking I was going to say Zeke?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I mean, it's just silly that they brought back Zeke. It's just silly.
That for me would be the next one, because you let go of a back that you thought wasn't good enough to make the money that he was making.
Yeah.
So that's one piece of it. And maybe you were like, well, we're doing it to save money. Okay. And we'll send him to New England. Yeah. We'll send him to New England so that we can look like we're not, you know, working something here. But then you brought him back knowing that he still wasn't good enough.
And then pretended that he was the real starter.
Because you didn't even have him play anything during preseason.
Yeah.
You said, you know what? Starters don't have to worry about the preseason. You're good. And so, yeah, and I know Mike had discussed that a lot leading up to the season. That was the other one for me. Those two have been the... Now, we could probably go back and list a number of other really good moments. The Gilmore trade was a very smart, savvy trade.
I did like the Cooks trade. I know he's been hurt this year.
The Brandon Cooks trade, I very much supported.
In the last 4 years, I don't want to say they lucked into it, but they didn't want him. It just ended up working out.
Micah.
Is getting Micah in the draft. Yeah. You traded down a little bit because you wanted a cornerback desperately bad. Unfortunately, the two guys you wanted got drafted right ahead of you. So you were screwed over by who you wanted, and you're like, well, the next guy we want is Micah Parsons, and we shouldn't take him here because we know Philadelphia was the team that needed a wide receiver, traded up so you could trade back a few spots, and you get an extra pick. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting who the extra pick was. But that was a heck of a move, and it ended up changing you from arguably the worst defense in the NFL to like an average to above average defense.
Yeah.
And I mean, you could even line in going to get Dan Quinn. That's an instance where the Cowboys made a bad decision in the hire of Mike Nolan and then immediately said, this was wrong. We got to do something different, and corrected that mistake as fast as they could. And so Jerry said this with Sean and RJ, and they talked about this morning. Look, don't throw out all the good things just to focus on this bad thing. And I do want to kind of give them, they've had good credit, but there have been some frustrating things, and people are texting in the Michael Gallup contract was the one that bugged them.
Oh, that one is bad. Well, that's one of the reasons you don't have Derrick Henry right now, because you signed that deal.
The answer is obvious. It's hiring McCarthy. To the entire rest of the league evaluated him and said, nah, we're good.
This is for another conversation, but Cowboy fans, who has Jerry hired as the head coach that you've loved and you think that he does a good job of picking head coaches?
Jimmy Johnson.
Mike McCarthy. Yeah, Jimmy Johnson.
I liked Bill Parcells.
And I'm not going to argue Bill Parcells, but like Chan Gailey, Dave Campo, Barry Switzer, Jason Garrett for a decade. Like Mike McCarthy, you can complain all you want, and I know that now I'm going to sound like a Cowboys homer. The dude was winning 12 games a year. He's not the best. You don't get the best here. Jerry doesn't want the best. Like, too bad, Cowboy fans. I want, when Mike McCarthy's gone, hey, pull your head out of your rear end and then, you know, look at what the guy has done his whole career hiring head coaches. Mike McCarthy wasn't a great hire. It wasn't a horrible hire. Jerry Jones has done worse and can do worse and might do worse.
We will continue to push for Darren Woodson to get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And I'll say that every C block until the Hall of Fame has been announced. When is that, by the way? Super Bowl weekend?
Yeah, exactly.
We
still
got
to get to the finalists first, but man, how is he not in the Hall of Fame?
He deserves
it. How did Barber make it into the Hall of Fame before him?
And I hope that he hops on with us once he gets it too. I hope he's like, you know what? You guys.
He'll probably be too big for us then.
Probably so.
He'll probably be like, I'm a Hall of Famer. I ain't doing that.
Do you guys see this jacket? It's so cool. They just tailored it to me.
How much you paying me?
And now it's time for Are You Better, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no.
You know what is really crazy about that? He did say Kevin Hagelin. I just asked for the audio to be Kevin because a lot of people know you as Kevin. But Daryl Strawberry actually said that to you, Kevin.
And I actually have a last name. Those are all things that are true.
Strawberry is also a last name.
Man, that would be cool.
And you have a Daryl Strawberry autograph card.
I do. Thank you for that, Mike.
This is a segment where we ask Kevin if he thinks he's better than everybody born on this day. And if you think you're better than Kevin and today is your birthday, you can text in right now, 877-881-1053, and you can say, I'm better. And if you disagree with Kevin, we all have vetoes, so it's okay.
Veto. We don't do this segment
Alec
enough to keep
veto.
The veto.
Carter can have a veto. We got a whole G-Bag can have a veto if they want to.
Okay, I know we've mentioned this before. Still one of my all-time favorite, but also most defeating moments ever was at the Super Bowl, and all these jerks kept their veto for like the end of the month. And then Gavin Dawson just comes strolling up, and we only got one more. And I was like, I'm definitely better than him. And he just sits down, and Corey's like, yeah, don't you think?
It was Fat Mike from NoFX.
Don't you think Fat Mike is better? And he goes, oh, yeah. Veto. And so I ended up losing every single one.
Actually,
of them.
I believe that Dawson's first word was who? And then he said, oh, yeah, he's definitely better than Kevin. That was a good time.
It was a good time.
Kevin, do you want us to start with the hot ones? Or do you want us to ease our way into this?
Does that mean good or like attractive hot?
The fire discussions.
Okay. That one.
You want us to like, okay. All right. Here we go. Turning 82 today. Joe Biden.
Son of a bitch.
It's awesome. This is, you know what? You have dropped it like it's hot.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that.
Now, Kevin, you have to answer this question. Are you better than President Joe Biden?
He's the president of the country.
Oh, man. That's a good point. He is the president. I've never been the president. I've also never been on Parks and Rec.
Oh,
so
wow.
He was on Parks and Rec?
Yeah. Not like his main character, but yeah, he popped
in. He remembers that?
Oh, my God.
What episode was it? Was that when they kicked field goals for the Colts?
No, it was a different episode.
Was that when they lived
that
in the hole?
That was when Detlef Shrimp was there. No,
oh, yeah.
They lived the hole. I will say, God help me, this is going to cause a reaction one way or another that Joe Biden is the president. He was on Parks and Rec, so he can be better than me.
Badass mofo lady said, snap. So there you go on that
one.
Oh,
my God.
Look, man, you've always said this. You respect the position.
I do.
And you would want the,
yes.
I think J. Cole once said that he doesn't want a picture with the president. He just wants to talk to the man. And
yes,
so,
that is the way I feel, too. Like, regardless of if your party is in power or not, I would absolutely want to meet the president.
Dead, not on this day, but he's dead.
Oh.
Robert F. Kennedy.
Man,
isn't he running the food thing now?
No, that's Robert
that's
F. Kennedy
Jr.
Yeah. So Robert F. Kennedy, I think, was the attorney general, too, before he got assassinated. There's a lot of people that thought he was going to be the president in 68 or 72. Sorry, I don't remember. Very unfortunate. He could be better than me.
All right. Turning 61 today, Ming-Na Wen. Do you know who she is?
Is she from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes, and she's in Mandalorian.
Oh, my God. Not only is she better than me, if I dared to say she was not, she would beat the hell out of me. So, yeah. Remember Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yep. I actually started watching Interior Chinatown last night.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Because Chloe Bennett's in it.
Oh.
Great. Chloe Bennett's in it.
Right.
Is she better?
Yeah, she's better. Turning I suck at this game.
53 today, Joel McHale. I gave you an easy one right here. You're better than Joel McHale.
I don't even know who that is.
So if this was like, man, KT is going to be so mad at me. If this was like 10 years ago, then I probably would have lost. But like, Joel McHale, what have we done? Like, I know you want to recreate the soup, but come on, man. It's not there. You heard Dustin Rhodes earlier. You got to evolve. Sorry, my friend. Better.
Yeah, and I mean, let's face it. He was carried by Larry Bird.
That is Kevin McHale.
All right, here
I don't know if I totally agree with that statement either. Oh.
Here comes a run here, Kevin, because you're a big Cowboys fan, aren't you?
That is true.
Would you say you're one of the top Cowboys fans in the country?
No.
Not compared to Mike.
Turning 40 today, Tashard Choice.
Better. Come on.
Turning 53
Georgia
today.
Georgia Tech.
Joey Galloway.
Ohio State.
It's not his fault.
Traded two first-round picks.
But I see, and I hold that against him. I know it's not his fault. I know he didn't say, give up two firsts for me. I hold it against him. Also better.
Turning, blew out his knee because Dave Campo played him in a 45-0 game in a pickle juice situation.
Turning 29 today, Cedric Wilson Jr.
Look, if he would have stayed here, he could have been better. But he did not. Cedric Wilson, the entertainer. I'm better.
Turning
better.
27 today, Tyler Biotic.
Again.
Wisconsin.
Look.
Wilson, was he Boise State or was he Florida?
Maybe Boise State?
I'm not
Boise
sure.
Boise State. I'll tell you this. I've experienced this before. Team. If your boss doesn't know your name, Bades. It's Biotic.
Uh-huh.
I'm better.
You're better than all the Cowboys.
Yeah, Jerry knows my name.
You're better than all the Cowboys.
You have more rings than they do because the Rangers gave you rings.
That's right. Oh, I thought you meant because I was married.
Out of that list, are you saying you're the better than all the Cowboys on the list?
That's right.
Turning 34 today, Zach Martin.
What? I thought we were done with the list.
Ooh, when's Donald Trump coming up?
He's not on this.
Oh, my God. Man, that'd be weird if Donald Trump and Joe Biden had the same birthday. I don't know why. It'd just be weird. Okay. Zach Martin.
You're taking shots at this guy lately.
No, Zach Martin is infinitely better than I could ever hope to be. He could retire today, and he's a no-brainer, first ballot, Hall of Famer.
I bet he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
That would be ridiculous.
DeMarcus Ware wasn't.
He's better than DeMarcus Ware.
We'll see. DeMarcus Ware has a championship.
That's true.
I think that Zach Martin's going to get in on the second try. I just think it's weird that way. Let me ask you this. I forget. Did Jason Witten get in first ballot? I don't think he did. I don't think Zach Martin is. I'm not taking. He is a Hall of Famer. Yeah. It's stupid. But they're not going to put him in first year.
Yeah. Okay.
And then he also had. Did that play at all remind you of Varsity Blues when the guy had the concussion and then they snapped the ball?
Mm-hmm. And then he just ran right over.
Scan McCat.
Yeah.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the C-Block. Congratulations, Kevin.
I forgot what you said. What did you say about Biden?
We'll have a drop of it.
Oh, my God.
It's okay, man. Hey. It's the position of the president. We went to the Reagan Museum.
That's
everything.
True, but we're going to have some politician on, and you're going to be playing that.
Ted Cruz. You guys are big Ted Cruz interviewers.
Get over it, politicians.
Okay.
Live your
Does
life.
That make us apolitical if we had on Ted Cruz, but I also just said Joe Biden's better than
Seems
me?
Seems like you're right down the middle of the aisle.
Did you?
Okay.
Yeah. Right down the middle of the aisle.
That guy played football at Baylor.
Okay, I'm sorry we didn't have what
I saw that commercial.
Colin Allred on the show. I do
sometimes
apologize.
Him and his wife
Richard
disagree.
Dawson is his birthday. He's dead.
Is he the creepy Family Feud host who would be like, good to see you, and like really lean into that 70s cleavage?
Carlos Boozer's 43.
Carlos Boozer went to Duke. He's better than me, and he's sending both of his kids to play basketball at Duke.
And he screwed over LeBron.
Grady Dick is 21 today.
I like the bits that he does.
Yeah, when
but
him
I'm
and Anthony
better.
Black are going to stop doing their bit? We get it. Black D.
Okay, my God. Whew, I got nervous there. We're the KNC masterpiece.
They keep doing it. They sign stuff together and everything.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next. This time we really will do Ordinary World.
Oh, my gosh.
Cowboys World next to The Fan.
Back, and there's a good pickup block by Dowdle. He throws an interception to the 30-yard line. Ball sailed on him. And Ferguson runs Derek Stingley, the cornerback, out of bounds. And it's turnover for turnover.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through The Fan. We ended up moving this segment as the 972 astutely asked. Yes, thank you for being locked in. Turn it on, leave it on. Cowboys ordinary world, ordinary world versus the Cowboys world. So here's an example I wanted to throw out, and I'm sure you guys all have your examples. Ordinary world, offensive lineman falls on the football when it is fumbled. Cowboys world, offensive lineman tries to pick up the ball and advance it in consecutive weeks, leading to two opposing touchdowns.
Offensive linemen think they are running backs.
Yeah. So I think that's a great example. And Corey brought up this idea yesterday, which I just absolutely love. So give us your ordinary world versus Cowboys world. Can I throw out one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ordinary world, trade a conditional seventh, maybe sixth round pick for a possible starter or backup. Cowboys world, trade fourth round picks in back-to-back drafts for players that have barely or will barely see the field.
Yeah, that is, they're like, hey, we're going to make this move. As potential leverage for your quarterback that you don't have to sign yet. It was a little too early.
Yeah, and then they brought him in, and then they're like, we're going to sign Dak anyway, all in, be damned. And then, you know, now Dak is hurt. We've got Cooper Rush out there, and we'll talk to Jerry tomorrow at 10:30, but when he's on Sean and RJ, he's like, nah, we're going to stick with Cooper. And I'm like, okay, but why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
The way this happened yesterday too, Kevin, was we were talking about the fake punt. And you said surely he had to have had an option on that play to punt the ball. And I said, in the real world, your coach has talked to you about an out on that play. If this isn't there, do this instead. But in the Cowboys world, I don't think they're prepared for it because that's a detail. And all season long, they've discussed, we don't pay attention to the details. And so one of my lines was, you call a play, but have an escape plan. And then in the Cowboys world, you call a fake punt, and if it's covered, throw it anyway. And there was a pitcher,
Baez.
Bennett? No, he was one of the close.
Bennett Salvatore.
No.
He made a bad call in the finals.
One of the relief pitchers a few years ago for the Rangers.
Tony Bennett?
Came from Japan.
Anthony Bennett?
Maybe so. And he said,
"You're right."
He said, "When you throw UNLV pitches
from Japan,
you have, like in golf. I'm swinging this, but if I miss, I'm giving myself a chance. You know, I'm gonna give myself that area to hit into. And in pitching, I'm gonna throw it here, but if I miss, I want to miss here, not where it's gonna be, you know, knocked out of the park." Yeah.
I think the other thing too is where you're talking about in Cowboys world, their reality, how we're doing this,
the
trading draft picks, stupidly,
yes.
There's no repercussions when you're the owner.
That's true.
No repercussions when you're the son's owner's kid.
That is true.
So if you're a real general manager, you have to look at things and go, if I make a really bad trade or trades, or I am looking at some chart and I'm trading draft picks that are way more valuable than the player I'm getting, or I'm getting back absolutely nothing for the player I'm giving away in this, getting a fifth round pick for Amari Cooper, you would be fired. You're like, you're too stupid to understand the draft at this point and what picks are valued at and what the players are valued at in the NFL. In their case, like, it doesn't matter how stupid I am.
Mike,
I can't get fired for this.
I think you'll love That fits right into this. Ordinary world, GM fails to consistently create a playoff winner over 29 years. You probably have at least four GMs. Cowboys world, our GM can never and will never be fired. And if you think something's going to happen, Steven will take over as the GM, and he will also not be fireable. I'm sorry to tell you that.
In the real world, you clean up your mess quickly. In a Cowboys world, it's okay to openly talk about the next coach or not make any real effort to dispel the rumors while your head coach is slogging through a mess that you made.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
In the real world, you cut your losses when something's wearing down and aging out. In the Cowboys world, you sign them for 4 years.
Whoo, because you think it's about Dak, but it could be about a lot of people.
Uh-huh. In the it could be about a running back. In the real world, you buy your house. You buy your property. In the Cowboys world, the city foots the bill, and the citizens never get the benefit of using the retractable roof that they paid for.
Man.
Even when they got the chance to use the retractable roof, they couldn't do it because it wasn't working right, guys.
From the 817, ordinary world, all in means adding players to make your team better. In the Cowboys world, all in means vacation till the season starts and let your depth and good coaches leave and not replace them.
Okay.
I like this one because this is a very...
Now we know the definition of it.
This is a specific band reference. Ordinary world, to the ordinary world, I will learn to survive. And for the Cowboys world, I won't cry for yesterday. Those are lyrics from the song Ordinary World by Duran Duran.
Nice work. Nice work.
Which I would argue, not as good as Come Undone, but better than Hungry Like a Wolf.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, that's my opinion.
In an ordinary world, your potential employee has credentials and shows innovation in his field. In the Cowboys world, your coach does an entire sell job on how he watched all the games and is ready to revolutionize the game, and then he admits on the first day that it was all a ruse.
Can we talk more about that for just a second? Like, that was a whole thing. Mike McCarthy made it sound like he had his gap year, and he went out and learned everything about analytics, and he was like, I mean, not really.
Backtrack through Europe, backpacked through Europe.
Yeah, and he's like, not really. Mm-hmm. I don't do any of that.
I was just joking. I didn't watch all the games.
Ordinary world. Our megastar wide receiver can't see in the sun and wants curtains put up, so we do that. Cowboys world. Well, why don't we just tear the stadium down and build a new one? That is an actual thing that Jerry
you
said.
You thought he was joking. He obviously is. You saw the sheet metal coming down.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're tearing it down.
Well, make sure everybody knows that was an issue at the stadium that had nothing to do with K-Post roofing.
Absolutely. You're right there.
Just wanted to make that clear.
In the real world, you have a plan and you execute it. In the Cowboys world, you take the ball to start the game and don't score, and now you can't even get a 6-point swing in the second half.
Woo!
They do. They're like, hey, we're taking the ball to start the game because we want to go prove something, 3-and-out. You're like, that's not part of the plan. You have 15 plays you just drew up because they're not disciplined.
At this point, shouldn't they just run the Cowboys cheerleaders back out there after the coin flip and go, we defer to playing? Once again, the Cowboys cheerleaders, and then just put on some sort of Barnum and Bailey circus show.
During the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson show, when the Cowboys cheerleaders were out there, one of my buddies, lifelong Cowboys fan, he said, I'm embarrassed that they're out there right now.
Oh, my God.
Did you feel
Man.
Like that's what he said, not me?
Hey,
but
have you seen the pictures of the ladies who cheered at the last Super Bowl for the Dallas Cowboys?
Come on, Mike, what are you doing?
Is it going to be like a mummy or something?
No, I'm not. I'm being serious.
Okay. You could see how I might think you're doing a bit or something.
Because they did the alumni thing, and
I did
so
not.
The 95 Cowboys cheerleaders, you're like, those were the cheerleaders that last cheerleaded at a Cowboys Super Bowl.
So now they're all at least 50, and maybe they look great for a 50-year-old.
They're beautiful.
This is a good one for the 972. In the real world, you learn from constructive criticism. In the Cowboys world, you threaten to fire radio hosts.
Dude.
Man, I'm not joking. Ordinary world. Star defensive player meets the league-mandated media requirements. Cowboys world. Star defensive player says he will eat the fines for skipping this and give you all his thoughts on his podcast.
Yeah, podcast is where it's at, dude.
I mean,
I got a podcast.
You can do both.
Why wouldn't I use my podcast platform? Y'all want my thoughts?
The weird thing is, like, but we got his thoughts talking about Micah, of course, the last time. And he said the media misinterpreted it. What makes him think that people don't misinterpret things on his podcast?
They do.
Yeah.
Even then, we're still like, dude, did you really just say that? He's like, I did.
Ordinary world, we're damn good football team. We're 7-3. Cowboys world, we're damn good football team. We're 3-7.
Mm-hmm. That's very emblematic of
football team.
Very emblematic of this whole season, right? Where like everybody else is like, this is what we expect.
Yeah.
And they're like, our expectations are this. I mean, we're good.
You know, I don't know.
As Jalen Smith once said, if the owner ain't mad about it, I'm not mad about it.
I don't know if this is totally on the Cowboys or not, but ordinary world, if your team's not good enough, you might get flexed out of a primetime game. Cowboys world, can't get flexed out because we got the Simpsons production running
for
that.
It's too big to fail.
They'll get flexed out of the December 22nd
game. I could see that. I really could.
But yeah, that the Bart Simpson show game.
Dude, and quite honestly, Kevin,
everybody will have flat tops.
The Simpsons.
It's just the one guy.
The Simpsons is massive. Massive show. Like it still runs. Like it's huge. And the Cowboys, those two things together, it can't fail.
Hold on. After every run play the Cowboys have in that Bart Simpson show game, are they gonna go dope?
who says that?
Homer.
Nice. Oh, he did it.
Is it going to be every time that they show Mike McCarthy, they're going to have him backing up into some bushes?
I don't know.
But you guys are having fun.
Corey, you just brought up a heartbreaking comparison to me. The Dallas Cowboys and the Simpsons took the world by storm once again in 1989, even if it was a little rough. You hoped great things were on the horizon. By 90 and 91, you were really hitting your stride and looking good. By 92, you were the absolute best. Then by 1998, you pretty much knew your best days were over. Everyone had departed, and you were left with a shell of yourself.
Do you feel like that show is just a shell now?
Absolutely. It's just a shell of itself. You saw when the movie came out when they were like, what if we brought all the people like back and wrote the movie? And everyone's like, I love this movie. All right. Well, good for you.
But you still watch it?
Oh, yeah. I still watch it. It's not great anymore.
So hold on. Just like Cowboys fans.
Yes. Just like a Cowboys fan, I am a Simpsons fan. Do I know that the product peaked 25 to 30 years ago? Yes. Yes, I do. Do I keep watching every week hoping that they will find that glimmer that will take me back to 1992, be it season 4 of The Simpsons or season 1 of the Cowboys winning a Super Bowl under Jerry? Yes, I do. And I'm perpetually disappointed. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Corey, congratulations from the 951. Guys, this is the best bit from the mind of Corey Majors.
Robinson Earl made a couple of early threes, but the well's dried up for him since. Deep three, pull up! Bingo!
KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Mavericks dominate against the New Orleans Pelicans, but not as much as this one team I'm going to tell you about in just a second. Let's chat courtesy of D&M Leasing with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Awesome, Heggie. How are you?
I'm doing well. I wanted to see what you guys think about this. The Kansas City men's basketball team. Yes, Kansas City men's basketball team. They defeated Cavalry, a former Bible college, by 100 points, 119-119.
They're like out on the Bible. I'm confused. They're a former Bible school? That's what you said?
I think that perhaps they are not strictly a Bible college anymore. Yes, but they were a Bible college. And I'm not going to say that this is their comeuppance or anything like that, but 100 points in a college basketball game. And by the way, Kansas City's been doing this. This is the second win they have this season by 85 points or more. and they're the first Division I team to do so. Do you think it's too much? Or are you like, hey, we put in the backups. We put in probably the backups to the backups. The hell else do you want us to do?
You know, I think if you're Division I, you're trying to get to the highest level, right? And you need to execute. If you can't be any more than a cone, that's not my problem. You know, we got to use this as a glorified practice right here and try to get sharp and play faster and play cleaner.
Okay, my next question to go along with that, you can answer whatever one you want. The team that won 119-19, I tell you, they have to play 3-on-5 for the entire game. Do they win?
I think yes.
Okay. Man.
I mean, it sounds like they're just so much better than this team. And even if they, like, if they're putting their, unloading the bench here and they're still just destroying them, I think that it's probably now maybe a competitive, it's more fair. 3-on-5. But I think without a question, they're going to win.
I might give them their whole bench.
Okay.
I might say, we'll play 3 against your bench.
Man.
Your whole bench.
And you probably still, you got a battle right there.
If you're scoring 19 points, you're obviously not very good.
That is
Does the team with
point.
19, can they make outside shots?
No, they can't. They got 19, Dawson.
Well, the other issue was they couldn't rebound the ball.
Yeah.
So Kansas City in the first half had 37 rebounds. In the first half. So they weren't necessarily draining all their shots, but... Cavalry could do like literally nothing. They were waiting for their namesake to come in.
There was no cavalry.
It didn't happen. They had 30 steals in the game.
Like Luka last night.
Yeah,
I'm sure Kansas City could score. They could rebound. They could protect the paint.
Yes.
But if that team with 19 has just a couple outside shooters, they win that game.
Okay. Are you saying they got back on defense like Brandon Ingram after the second steal Luka had and he had an easy angle to beat him back to the basket and Brandon Ingram's like, screw this game. And just let Luka lay it in, and it was like, oh, we're going to probably win this game.
Yeah.
He's so tired of being there.
That was a good sign.
He hates being in New Orleans.
How vital, or maybe that's a ridiculous way to say it since we're not even a quarter way through the season, but these next 10 games, including last night, you have 7 teams.
You spelled it out for us, Heggie. We should win them all.
Yeah, okay. I think you should at least win 8 of these games. Now, that includes last night. So I think you should win 7 of the next 9 at least.
I thought this team would start with a sense of urgency. They did not. Then the injuries got the best of them. But I think that stretch of 4 games, you know, might have given them that urgency. And we're looking at the schedule over the next 10 games. I would expect them to ride this high. Kenny, the Jet, had a great take last night about contenders and how you just can't burn every night throughout an 82-game season. If you're trying your hardest, you're set up for failure, you know, by the time you get to spring. So I like how the Mavs, you know, sort of have this already veteran contender type of pace to them. But they got to make some hay. And this stretch of the schedule is just what the doctor ordered.
How much time do you guys think you could spend on a cruise ship? Now, when you get a chance to bring this up earlier, there is a cruise line.
Zero.
How many children do you think I can make? Hey?
Have you been on a cruise before? I just am not a fan. I mean, I love going fishing out on the ocean.
Fascinating.
I am not a fan of just floating around out there and not having any. I mean, I get it. People love it. I'm not into that.
A lot of people don't, you know. Yeah, I think it's because of the cramped areas. Tight hallways.
I can't do it, man. I just cannot.
All you can eat, all you can booze, Broadus.
Is it boredom that sets in then?
You have shows. Yeah, I think it's the fear of the damn thing stopping and floating around and they can't get me.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of that. I've seen videos of the thing rocking back and forth violently.
Oh, yeah.
I can't deal
That's
with
the
that.
Best part. That's the best, man.
Hold on tight.
It's that I'm sure that Shaq's trying to tell me every night that I need to get on a Carnival cruise line.
No, don't skip the Carnival one.
Yeah.
Royal Caribbean.
Royal Caribbean.
Okay. Here we go. Now, Wolchek's telling me there's bad cruise lines out there.
Well, no, Carnival's more of, I mean, maybe it's good for you. You're a single man still. So you can go out there and party.
Mm. Well,
the young people.
I just feel like something is going to happen when I'm out there.
Okay. No, I'm sure you can piece together the logistics of why this package was thrown out there, but there is a cruise line offering a 4-year cruise.
Oh, around the world.
Yeah. I think that would be amazing. How long do you think you would, not 4 years, how long do you think you could last realistically on a cruise line if like your bills were taken care of and all that stuff? It's just up to you.
I get like the master suite. basically, or the presidential suite or whatever it's called. No,
but I'll give you.
No, you're down in the bottom of that guy in the Titanic. Guy,
I'll give you a little bit of
Jack
a balcony
in the 3 weeks.
Surge.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I could hang. For
I mean, I wouldn't want to do it, but I guess it'd be better than prison. Like if you're saying, hey, you can go to prison for 4 years, or you can live on the ship.
They do,
and they have to dock.
Yeah,
they dock it sometimes.
Yes.
Oh yeah, they're taking you on a tour.
They're going to visit 140 different countries, all 7 continents. So you'll be able to stop and like do other things.
I could do it. Ultimate bet payoff. What do you say, boys?
For 4 years?
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
See you in 4.
Yeah. I believe it is at the low price of $40,000 per year.
They can pay me that much for it. Yeah, I'll do it.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Your yearly salary.
It's about where we're at.
So wait, $40,000? That's not a lot.
No, it's not.
Do you think the Cowboys will make the playoffs while you're on that cruise starting today?
Yes.
Yeah.
What year?
I do.
26.
Okay. I could support that. I was thinking the third year, too. That makes sense.
With Dak as the quarterback.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they got to hit some draft picks here.
They do.
Yeah. And they got to build a good enough line for him to play more just in the pocket. That's possible. I mean, look at Dan Campbell with the Lions. You know, Jared Goff's not fast.
He does not run around much.
Yeah, it's doable. You know, you just need a better line.
I can't say it was surprising, but found out that Marquise Bell is going to miss the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I thought it was more surprising when they said he was questionable to return, and I was like, how?
There's some always press box hijinks that goes on. You see a guy get carted off, questionable return, you know, and you're like, there's no way he's coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How? Unless it's DK Metcalf and it was just a bathroom emergency and that's why he hopped on the cart.
That's a good point. Yeah. That is
good
a good point.
Good point.
Now, is this I know this season has been terrible. Big shot right there, especially with special teams impact and stuff.
It's not good. I mean, he's a nice player, and he's a backup player. Him and Thomas. I mean, I feel like both those guys deserve more time. The good thing about this week is you should get Jordan Lewis back. At least that'll help you a little bit in that secondary that was kind of struggling last week.
All right, that is a great point, Corey. Mike asked Dustin about it off air. Would you ever consider painting yourself gold?
Heck yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I was surprised that he
said it didn't take very long.
Said it only took 30 minutes to start.
I think it's because he wore a bodysuit, too, so I don't think he painted his whole body gold.
I think you need to do the whole body, though. Matter of fact.
Like Goldfinger, right?
That means Pizza-thon.
Goldfinger.
Who wants to do it? Who wants to...
Did you just get like a bath of gold paint and just get in it and get out?
Do you think it was a spray thing? Do you think it was like a spray tan thing? You know what I'm talking about?
I'm going to think about that. Hold on 1 second. I'll buy the gold paint to put in your bathtub if you'll just get right in there. You let me know. We can make that happen. We can make that happen,
Aaron. What happens with the leftover paint?
It just goes down the drain.
So I know.
Go down the drain.
That's his job to figure out.
If it wasn't for all the plumbing issues at my house right now, I'd probably tell
you.
Do we know of plumbers?
We do.
We have. Yeah. Look, we have the second floor.
I will give somebody $1,000 if they can figure out how to get my water pressure better in Dallas.
So your water
instead
heater,
of calling a plumber, you're just holding an
aren't
open
call. Aren't you in a really older home?
Yes, it's over 100 years old. It's built in 1910.
Yeah, you might have to update. Don't you feel like?
I don't think we...
Tear it down.
We have.
Yeah, why don't you
I think that
it
it's
down.
From the
Build
city.
One.
Wow. The city's
pumping
water.
Can you buy like a compressor
water?
For your garage? You know? Put it out there.
Yeah,
turn it up.
I just kind of wonder.
You can buy those water pressure cleaners?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's because of the pipe system is not as... They're not as open in your... In your
yeah, I just neighbor. Got a city from Dallas letter that said it's unknown what pipes we're using. They could be lead pipes.
Yeah,
maybe you have a narrow urethra.
Yeah, are you trying to get the pipe?
I would love to get bigger pipes. If that helps, then that's what I want. Okay. I don't care if they're made of lead or not at this point.
I was always told it wasn't the size of the pipe that mattered, though, Haggy.
Okay. That's a good point.
I always tell everybody, don't drink the water.
How
just
it
use
drains.
It for the shower that actually spurts out hot, fast water.
I think you're dealing with a 100-year-old home.
I think so, too.
I think you're going to have to update all
I'm
that
out.
Stuff.
Yep. A person calls me almost every day asking if we'll sell our home. And I say, yeah, for $2 million, I will. And they're like,
wow!
What are you talking about? And I'm like, you're the one who called me. I thought you wanted this home. And they hang up the phone.
Yeah,
I'm like, hey, Nimrod, you're the one who called. I get to now. What do you want me to do? Give you a deal?
Yeah,
you're the stupid one who called me. If I
pipes.
Call you, then you look for the deal.
It's just like the trade deadline. No different theory.
Yeah.
What do you guys
I know
got
it's gonna
coming
be
up?
Worth the next real estate bubble.
Yeah.
You can make me an offer right now.
What do you guys got coming up on the program?
Pure
today?
Gold as always. Haggy, yes. Thanks for asking. Tim Cato, All City Mavs at 4.
Roll home with the G-Vag Nation. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 to 2, right here on The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.
We're a damn good football team.